The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, November 19, 2021. The Prime Minister of Cuba, Manuel Marrero, highlighted the progress made in the process of integration into the Eurasian Economic Union, despite the global challenges imposed by COVID-19. In his video message to the meeting of the Eurasian Intergovernmental Council, based in the capital of Armenia, Marrero considered the results obtained in the implementation of the strategic plans that marked the path of integration into the bloc encouraging. The official reiterated the importance of expanding and strengthening exchange in key areas such as energy, transportation, tourism, mining, health, biotechnology and information, and telecommunications technologies, and the pharmaceutical and the iron and steel industries. He took the opportunity to invite institutions, organizations, and companies from the member states to the second Cuba 2021 Business Forum, which will be held online from November 29th to December 2nd of this year. Cuba confirmed today 360 new cases of COVID-19, one death due to associated disease, and 348 medical discharges, according to the official part of the Ministry of Public Health. 4,806 patients have been admitted, 3,226 suspects, 195 under surveillance, and 1,385 confirmed active. The call is to continue taking extreme measures in order to back up vaccination effects. Cuba made available the De Viajeros application for visitors arriving in the country as of next January 1st to fill out online the corresponding form with general information. It was announced on Thursday. The Ministry of Transport, together with other agencies, made this tool available on its website with the aim of speeding up procedures at all entry points in Cuba, Granma newspaper reported. From November 15 to December 31, the use of this electronic form will be enhanced to improve the platform, thus eliminating physical forms. On the other hand, Cuba suspended as from Monday the quarantine for visitors and the mandatory performance of PCR tests. And in the international agenda, we have that the Venezuelan government denounced in front of Spain's authorities the existence in their territory of terrorist groups responsible for planning violent actions against the South American nation, Foreign Minister Félix Plasencia informed on Friday. At the headquarters of the Venezuelan Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we delivered a formal note to Spain's Charge of Affairs, Ramon Santos, with documentation confirming the existence of terrorist gangs in that country, which intend to attack public institutions and the integrity of our officials, Plasencia wrote on his Twitter account. Venezuelan intelligence agencies recently neutralized a terrorist cell that intended to sabotage facilities of the National Electoral Council located in the state of Miranda. The Venezuelan government has repeatedly warned about the existence of several violent plans by extremist sectors to sabotage the development of the number 21 regional and municipal elections, during which more than 20 million Venezuelans are called to vote. Meanwhile, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said at a meeting in Washington that Mexico and Canada are sister nations and they pledge to work to strengthen those ties. Both dignitaries held a meeting shortly before starting the 9th North American Leaders Summit with the participation of the host, President of the United States, Joe Biden. The Mexican-Canada bilateral event took place at the Mexican Cultural Institute in Washington, D.C., indicated an official note issued by the Mexican delegation. According to the source, López Obrador expressed being very happy to meet Prime Minister Trudeau. "We are people, sister nations, that are very close. We belong to North America, and we have many things in common, and most importantly, a very good relationship of cooperation and friendship, he said. It is an honor for me, he added, to have the opportunity to sit down today to chat with the President of Mexico, as it will be to do so throughout this tripartite session of North American dignitaries. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.